Lesson 2 introduces numbers. First, we count from 1 to 5. And we say, peya, niso, nisto, neyo, neyanan. Repeat again, peya, niso, nisto, neyo, neyanan. And watch the vowels that are marked. A little bar across the top of your vowels. They are known as long sounds. We know we have five fingers, so let's count our fingers. Peyak, niso, nisto, neyo, neyanan. Everybody counts their fingers, and soon they will know which is neyanan, and which is 4, which is 3, which is 2, or which is peyak. Let's repeat once more. Peyak, niso, nisto, neyo, neyanan. Some have problems in remembering numbers. Therefore, a period of writing and studying and repeating helps. At this point, we now see we must introduce a plural ending. If we talk of one book, which is singular, we do not need a plural ending. But if we speak of two books, we are certainly going to have a pluralized word. Okay, one book. Peyak masinahikan. Peyak masinahikan. Two books. Niso masinahikana. Niso masinahikana. We see that a letter A is the pluralizer for all inanimate nouns. Except the letter K ending words, or the E. But we'll explain when we come to these words. It's much easier that way. Again, asamina. One book, peyak masnahikan. Two books, niso masnahikana. Five books, niyanan masnahikana. One small book, peyak masnahikanis. Peyak masnahikanis. Four small books, neyo masnahikanisa. Neyo masnahikanisa. And the rhythm is brought out clearly. Masinahikansa. Three small books. Nisto. Masinahikansa. If you listen closely, you will hear the rhythm. Now, when we say ma, it's a syllable. M-U. S-I is also a syllable, N-A, H-I, K-U, and N. Now, masinahikan. Underline. combine these syllables if you are going to use your symbols. Mas underline mas nahikanisa. Now translate the following into Cree and repeat. Forget on page 67 the words that are to be read and translated into Cree. Each time you find some English quotations, they should be translated into Cree within the 12 basic lesson book. And vice versa, if you find some in English, translate it into Cree. And this way you soon learn the different words, Cree and English. Okay, now we introduce the personal pronouns. We have different types of pronouns in the native tongue. Me, mine, my, or I, Nia. Nia. You or yours. Kia. His or hers. Wea. Okay, again. Nia, Kia, Wea. Nia, Kia, Wea. Another little word is chi. C-H-E with a dash above the E, which makes a long sound. Chi. When the word chi is used, it tells a question is asked. So whenever you come to a sentence with chi, it is a question. Let's repeat. Nia, Kia, Wea. Now these words deal with first, second, and third person. Now on page 8, in your 12 basic lesson book, you will find some reading to do there. If you turn to page 8 in your 12 basic lesson book. Okay. The arrangements here we say, Nia oma masnahikan, meaning, this is my book. Kia Oma Masanahigan. This is your book. Wea Oma Masanahigan. This is his book. There is no gender in Cree. It can either be his or hers. There's no gender words that differ. They are the same Wea. Let's repeat our departing sentence as it is often talked about, or goodbye. When we depart, we say goodbye, or I will see you again. Ka wa pamitin asamin. Once more, ka wa pamitin asamin. It is known that only 30% of time introduces new material. The most necessary is repetition, the repeat and repeat of words in order to get proper pronunciation. End of lesson 2.